When I say it makes people happy, I don't just mean that they're pleasurable, although that's part of it. But there's more to it than that. A homosexual relationship, like a heterosexual relationship, can be an important avenue of meaning and long-term fulfillment in people's lives. This is the kind of thing that we celebrate when we talk about heterosexuality. We celebrate it everywhere from great literature to romance novels to trashy shows on MTV. You know these shows? You can feel your brain cells dying as you watch some of these shows. You know the ones. But they have this point in common about finding a special someone, connecting with that person, expressing your feelings for that person in a way for which mere words would be inadequate. This is a wonderful, beautiful part of the human experience. If we're going to deny this to a whole group of people, saying, you can't have that, that's wrong, we'd better have a darn good reason. So let's look at what some of those reasons might be. And the first reason I'm going to look at, the first argument, is the argument that homosexuality is wrong because the Bible condemns it. Now, when I say the Bible, I could be talking about a lot of different things. There are many different scriptural texts that different groups of people recognize as authoritative. Even if we focus on the so-called Judeo-Christian tradition, which is actually a melding of different traditions, there are arguments about which books should be included, which translations are authoritative, and so on. We could go through all of that. Let's put that aside. Suppose you know what I'm talking about when I talk about the Bible. And when we look to that Judeo-Christian Bible, we find some things that actually sound pretty negative with respect to same-sex relationships. The book of Leviticus says, "Man shall not lie with man as with woman. It is an abomination unto God." Of course, the book of Leviticus calls a number of other things abominations that we don't tend to pay attention to quite as often. The book of Leviticus says that eating shellfish is an abomination unto God. Shrimp cocktail? Not if you follow Leviticus. The book of Leviticus says that wearing clothing of mixed fiber is an abomination unto God. Cotton polyester blends? Not if you follow Leviticus. The book of Leviticus says that touching the carcass of a dead pig is an abomination unto God. Football? Not if you follow Leviticus. They used to be made of pigskin. Stay with me. And it's not just the book of Leviticus, and it's not just the Old Testament. As we look through the Bible, we find a number of things that seem, at best, morally problematic. St. Paul says, women must remain silent in the churches. Doesn't seem to me like good moral advice.